He can't tell if you're laughing with him or at him. Well, at least you're laughing. The most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I had this written down because I wanted to talk about how adults make friends. It's weird, right, to make friends as an adult?
It is. But, you know, seriously, and not to get too sappy, but in my prayers, I always thank God for my oldest friend and my newest friend and all of them in between.
I can't remember. And I moved a couple cities. Like, I don't make new friends unless I move city. Like, I mean, like, real friends. Like, yeah, you make, yeah. You meet people. But, I mean, like, people you would...
acquaintances.
Yeah. Like, real friends. And so I don't even know what those situations... I would assume, like, if you got a new job, like, you can make a new friends in a new job, right?
Yeah, you can. But I think anymore, those are just, you know, are you really friendly with your workmates? A lot of people aren't. It's so...
Except, yeah.
But I will say, I think if you have children...
Oh, if your kids make a new friend, then you become...
Yeah, like, you go to the park, your kids at the park, think that's easier than if you were, like, single or... a married couple without children.
Yeah.
That would be very difficult.
Because it's not like we are kids and you don't go to a bar and you're like, oh, I like you. You want to be friends? Like, I don't, like, that doesn't happen, right?
First of all, the girl's going to be like, guy's a little kooky.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I the only other thing I would think is, like, you'd have to, if you started a new hobby, but who has time for that?
Right.
That's right. You know what? I'm just going to shout out my best friend, Kyle, since high school. That's my guy.
There you go.
I think he's my only friend left, but, you know, that's my guy.
Oh.
Kyle Wright, I'm thankful for you.
See, there you go.
What are the other scenarios where you make a friend as an adult? Maybe you made one recently. Maybe you just have an idea of if you wanted to make a friend, how you would do that. Lauren in Elmhurst.
Yeah, I would probably say, honestly, when I went to college.
Yeah, so that's still like you're in school, right? I mean, like... After college, where do you make a friend?
Oh, I don't know. I would say honestly kind of the bars. I know you said probably not, but that's probably one of my main places.
Really? So you're telling me that you've gone to a bar and you've made a genuine, like, best friend at a bar?
I mean, well, like, friends of friends, I guess.
Yeah. You're stretching here.
I'm trying.
That's okay. We're friends now. Thanks for calling, Lauren.
Good. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wade and Glen Ellen, where do you make friends as an adult?
At a country music festival.
Oh, okay.
My girlfriend and I, we met our best friends last summer, and we went to their wedding last fall, and we went to Nashville together already, and we're going to Florida together in 2 weeks.
I love that. I was just talking to my boss about that, and we say it all the time. Is country music listeners, we come from all different backgrounds, all different sorts, all different circumstances, but we have that one thing in common, right? We love country music.
And the people are fun, and they're relaxed.
And you drink beer.
Yes. We were all drinking beer.
Awesome, Wade. See, if you got a good beer, you can make a friend.
Absolutely.
You know, ironically enough, we were just talking about making friends as adults, and those two, L. King and Miranda Lambert, actually became good friends, so much that L. King was almost like, I don't know if I should send this song and, like, ask Miranda to be on my song. Like, is that crossing the boundaries of our friendship? And eventually she was like, no, I got it. She's got to be on this song. And obviously that's what we got. Nicole and Huntley, where as an adult do you make friends?
I actually made a few really good friends at a bar.
You made friends at a bar, huh?
Yes.
How many conversations at the bar did it take before you were like, yeah, we're all friends?
Literally two.
Really?
Well, the first time... it was actually the first time we started talking, and the second time is when we got each other's number, and they invited us on their boat, and then the third time we went on their boat, and that's where we all hit it off.
Yeah. I feel like it's really easy to make friends when you have a boat, too. Like, they have the advantage, right? And everybody wants to be friends with the person with the boat.
Of course.
Right. I'm just going to start hanging out at, like, Fox Lake or something, and just, like, seeing if anybody invites me onto their boat.
There you go.
If I stand at a dock with a case of beer, how long do you think it would take before I get invited on somebody's boat?
Seconds.
Okay, I'm in. Beer in a boat. I've never heard something more country in my life.
Right?
We're nailing it. We're so on brand here. Somehow we got into this conversation of how weird it is to make new friends as an adult. Like, where do you do it? Maybe if you get a new job. Let's see. We had a couple others. If you have a boat, it's easier to make friends. I don't have one of those. Or if your kid makes friends and you get friends from their parents. Let's go to Gurney. Jeanette, are we friends?
We could be. I don't know.
Jeanette, where would you say you can make friends as an adult?
Well, actually, my daughter just moved, and she got a dog.
she's made more friends walking her dog in her neighborhood. She met a lot of people, and she's made some good friends.
That's a great one. We have two dogs, and I haven't met any friends. Do you think there's something wrong with my dogs? No, more likely there's something wrong with me. My dogs are great.